Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. The Senate continues to debate a measure that would defund President Obama's health care law and prevent a government shutdown. Senate Democrats are expected to have enough votes to block Republican efforts to cut off funding for the Affordable Care Act and then send the measure back to the House of Representatives for further action. In the House, Republicans are planning their next move. Do they continue to try to defund the health law and risk a government shutdown? Or do they wait and revisit that fight when Congress turns to the next big battle, raising the nation's debt limit? Politico Pro's Jennifer Habercorn has been following the story and is with us now to discuss the details. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The current continuing resolution, also known as the CR, is set to expire on September the 30th, just 4 days from now. What's the latest on the Senate debate?
Well, now the Senate leaders have kind of come together, and they're trying to move quickly, potentially voting as soon as today, to give the House more time to act. So they would get through their votes, remove the provision that would defund the health law, and send a so-called clean bill back to the House. That would give the House plenty of time, well, I shouldn't say plenty of time, but enough time to try to get something passed and back to the Senate before the government runs out of money on September 30th.
And once that bill goes back to the House, how will Speaker John Boehner proceed? What are some of the options that he and other Republicans are considering?
The House is still trying to figure that out. They feel like they need to get some kind of concession out of the health law before they'll fund the government. One thing on the table right now is a one-year delay of the individual mandate. That does not appear likely to pass the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats. The House could also decide to, you know, push this bill forward, allow the government to be funded, and take this fight to the next big fiscal discussion, which would be the debt ceiling.
So at this point, Jennifer, what's your best guess? Do you think we're going to have a government shutdown? If we did, how long might it last?
You know, it's hard to know, but Congress does seem to get its act together at the very last minute, so we probably won't know for sure until about 8 p.m. on September 30th. I'd say that the government probably will not shut down. I think both parties know that it's way too risky, and they're, you know, it's hard to know who would actually get blamed for that situation. If it did shut down, though, I don't think it would be very long. I just think neither party wants to be responsible for all the repercussions of a shutdown.
And if we did have a shutdown, that would coincide with the opening of the health law's online marketplaces, also known as the exchanges. What would be, because they open up on October the 1st, what would be the impact of a government shutdown on the exchange enrollment?
Technically not much. Much of the funding in the health law has already been established. It's mandatory money in government terms. But politically, it would not be good for backers of the health law. It would, you know, set a tone of, you know, the government not answering its call centers and helping constituents. And I think most importantly, it would move the media story away from the exchanges are open. The White House really sees October 1st as an opportunity to get a lot of media attention and drive people to the exchange websites to at least check out what's available. And if the number one story on October 1st is a government shutdown, that's going to move the story away from Obamacare.
You mentioned a moment ago that Republicans might wait until the debt ceiling battle to revisit the whole Affordable Care Act or defunding issue. Might they also look for some cuts in federal entitlement programs like Medicare as part of any deal to lift the debt ceiling?
Yeah, there was a recent meeting of the House Republicans where they discussed some of the things that they would like to put on the table during the debt ceiling discussion. Of course, the health law is going to be at the top of that list, but other things on the table include additional means testing in Medicare, medical malpractice reform, which is a favorite health program for Republicans. Also reducing the disproportionate share hospital payments or eliminating the health law's prevention and public health fund. We're likely to see, you know, some of that in the mix, at least in the negotiations, but it's too early to know exactly what will be in there.
All right, well, we'll stay tuned. Thanks so much for the help. Jennifer Habercorn of Politico Pro.